Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 7, 1804, day 25 of the expedition. Camped at the mouth of Good Woman's River. Over the past 2 days, the party has jerked meat for future use and met two traders from up on the Kansas River who had lost a large number of beaver pelts in a prairie fire. These men reported that the Kansas Nation were now out on the plains hunting buffalo. This is the first time buffalo are mentioned. York swam out to an island to pick greens, returning with a quantity of them, probably a species of cress called marsh cress. Clark mentions that the party's scout discovered the sign of a war party of about 10 Indians and suspected they were a war party on their way to battle with the Osage Nation. Captain Clark also mentions that they repaired the keelboat's mast and that he has a cold and light fever, which he caught 3 days ago. This 26th day of the expedition, Clark writes,
"Set out early, past the head of an island where we camped last night, and breakfast at the mouth of a large creek called Manitou. A short distance above the mouth of this creek is several curious paintings and carvings in a limestone rock. We landed at this inscription and found in it a den of rattlesnakes, and killed 3 large ones. Our hunters brought in 3 bears this evening." Captain William Clark, June 7, 1804.
The rattlesnakes were probably the very large timber rattler, Croatus horridus. Whitehouse, in his journal, writes, "The bears were a female and 2 cubs killed by Drewer." During this time, Captain Lewis was off exploring creeks and springs with a few men, as was his custom. Lewis was a natural explorer, and President Jefferson was impressed with him long before he made him part of his staff and had observed him in the military. Most historians think that the president had Lewis in mind for the expedition when he appointed him as his personal secretary. Tomorrow, an island called the Mills.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Music courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.